So this will just be a short little blurb about whether or not you might want an agent to represent you in your work, and how would you choose a publisher. And those two actually have tremendous overlap, because when you're selling yourself to a publisher, it's the exact same thing as selling yourself to an agent. So, are agents worth your time? I would say yes. A huge resounding yes. Expect that they will want a part of your royalty. They generally run about 15%, but I can tell you that when I went from one project to the very next with the same publisher, and that second project had an agent, she increased my royalty by 50%. That was the best 15% I had ever invested. Yes, they are worth your time and your effort. What do agents provide you that you can't do on your own? Essentially, it's connections. They are a good agent, that is so connected. I remember when I wrote my first proposal to Stackpole Books, it took months for them to respond to my query. They were positive. They said, send a proposal. In it went. Months later, I hear back that, yes, they would like to move forward they're excited about this book idea. My agent has done the exact same process in a day or two. She calls them up. She knows the people at these publishers, and she just asks them, would you like to do this project? I'm going to send you the proposal right now. She emails it to them, and usually within a week or two, we have a final decision from the publisher. It's incredible the difference that an agent can make in communication and clarity of what's going on. What else can an agent do for you? There are some publishers who outright will not speak to you without an agent, the larger publishers especially. And you'll see that in the writer's market, that huge tome I mentioned in my introduction, that some will say agent only. And so I actually wanted to approach one of those publishers, and that's when I first approached an agent. The other thing is that contracts are a big part of writing. And when you get a book contract, it is quite the stack of legalese, and it is written in total legalese that your agent can help interpret for you and in the best ways protect you and your investment. So I highly recommend getting an agent if you're really serious about publishing books. Do you need an agent to publish books? Certainly not. And the smaller publishers, the regional publishers, it's often quite nice to have that personal connection right from the start. So I leave it up to you. How do you sell yourself to an agent or a publisher? The biggest thing that I can emphasize is that they are trying to weigh whether you will actually deliver what you are proposing to write. Now, that sounds odd, but you have no idea. When you get in this industry, every publisher, every agent will tell you horror story after horror story about people who start a project and never finish. They are weighing you so closely to see whether you will actually finish what you are talking about. They also want to know that you're an expert in the area that you're talking about. They want to know if you're qualified to write the book that you want to write. If you're a nonfiction writer, they want to know you can write well. So depending on what sort of project you're going to do, for instance, if you're doing a field guide, which I've done lots of those, all I do is I write a proposal that is an outline of the book and sort of a summary of what would go in each chapter. There's proposal guidelines that are in the writer's market that any agent will tell you. Like when you approach an agent, they might suggest you, well, send me a proposal, make sure it has X, Y, and Z. An introduction, usually you have a section where you discuss the market, where your book fits in, what's your competition, why it's a good time to do this particular book, a section about you, you know, why you're qualified, who you are, your background, and then sort of a synopsis of the book project itself. If it's nonfiction, they will certainly want to see several chapters. They do not want or need to see the entire book. You do not approach an agent or a publisher when you're done writing your book. Certainly you can do this, but that's the hard way. You can get a contract, you can get an agent when you're just getting started, especially with a good proposal and several solid chapters. They may ask you to write more. They want, you know, if they're interested, they might say, hey, that I really liked your first chapter or two. Could you write me another one, you know, so that I can help sell it to the rest of the company? Publishing is a business, and realize that timing is a huge part of it. I remember talking to Houghton Mifflin for a project. It's called the, we were writing about mammal behavior, which was just published last year. And I remember pitching that project to the senior editor of the Nature division at Houghton Mifflin, and she said, "You know, Mark, you're the third person to ask me to do a similar book like that, and I think we're finally ready." So realize that you may have the best idea in the world, but publishers have their own agenda. And if they want a certain kind of book in a particular year and you approach them with a different kind of book, it may be a wonderful idea, but it just isn't going to match what they want, and they will reject you. Nothing personal. Doesn't mean that your book is doomed. You can even approach the same publisher a year or two later, and they may be screaming, looking for that very topic. So you must shop around. Be ready for that. I think really that's all I have to say on agents and selecting a publisher, etc. Ah, one more important thing. How do you choose an agent? How do you choose a publisher? I can't claim to actually know how to do that. I have had amazing luck in finding a wonderful agent right from the start. She just happened to have a house in a neighborhood near me, and the fact that she gardened... Oh, excuse me, there's some noise in the background. But just the fact that she was a gardener, I thought she'd be a nice person. So I approached her, and it ends up that she worked at a super agency in New York City. How do you do it? You essentially, when you're writing to an agent, you do the same thing as to a publisher. You write a query. You talk about yourself, what you have to offer. And again, they will weigh who you are and what you have to offer. If you're selecting publishers, in the introduction I mentioned, you just go to the bookstore, find books that are similar to yours or your idea, and you start there. You say, okay, these are all great ideas. These are all similar to mine. That's the publishers that I should probably talk to. One thing I will add is that you should definitely consider their marketing potential. When you finish a book, I've had people say to me, when you finish your book, you're only halfway done, because you really must market that product. They must market that product. You can write the best book in the world, and if it has no outlet, nobody knows about it, it will never sell. So always consider the marketing potential of that publisher. Even ask them if they have a marketing department. I think that's it. All right, thanks.